Have you had it permanently removed? She shook her head, unwilling to be deflected.
I've been looking for you ever since the Sabaton affair.
I'm gratified it's taken you so long to find me.
The word on the grapevine is that you've been shopping technical data to the black market. What kind of data?
He shrugged. Everything I had in the hexes, which wasn't much. Chemical analysis, video footage, a sample of their subspace code. I sold it as a job lot to a character called Shavak. Don't worry. There's nowhere near enough for him or anyone else to rebuild them. She let him believe that this was her concern. If he did in fact believe it, he was a man of many masks. In Tsar Barisha's palace, he had been careful not to play things too smart, lest he be considered a threat, while at the same time he was reinforcing his value as the man who had found the Cinzia, and who might find other bounties like it, in order to avoid being conveniently disappeared. While the Hutts had been watching the envoys, the smuggler in their midst had kept his eyes and ears carefully open. In the same way, he had pulled the strings of the Republic's puppet envoy, making certain the Zandrid affair ended to his advantage. He might be doing much the same thing right now. You know, I'd make an excellent Mandalorian, Nebula said, were I that way inclined. Stryver stiffened in her seat, resisting the urge to reach across the table and tear his puny head right off.
Explain,
she growled. We both have a sense of irony. He signaled at the bartender for another round of drinks. And our goals are the same. I mean, seriously, you engineered the whole Sabaton thing for the start, right? You gave Zandra coordinates for a meeting that would take her through privateer-invested space. You knew where the ship would end up once it was caught, and what the Hutts would probably do with it. Then you hopped around the Empire and the Republic, escalating the situation. You wanted people to think that you were chasing the Cinzia to stop it from falling into anyone else's hands. But in fact, you were doing the exact opposite. That's why you didn't kill any of the players you came across. You wanted a fight over the hexes just as much as you wanted to erase your own involvement in it. The drinks came. Stryver let hers sit untouched on the table as Nebula went on. You were testing the Empire's and the Republic's responses to the hexes. You wanted to see who has the edge these days. Has the Republic recovered from the near beating you gave them a decade ago? Has the Empire grown strong enough to be considered a serious contender in your next campaign? I'd say the results were tied, which suits me. What do you think? Who's Mandalore going to fight next when he gets tired of working for everyone else? That's the question I bet every Jedi and Sith would like answered right now. He sculled the contents of his glass without taking his eyes off her.
Where does the irony come into it?
She was careful not to give him an answer. We have no leader. Do you remember that? I'm sure you do. And I'm sure it struck a chord. Your kind is of a fairly individualistic bent, as is mine. We sympathize with Lena Zandrit's desire to follow her own path, even if we don't share her methodology. After all, we don't have the army of droids that allowed her political indulgences, an army that was probably more about building and terraforming originally than fighting anyone, until we showed up. And that's where the irony lies. The Emperor certainly didn't endorse Sandrit's egalitarian aspirations, and I'm positive the Supreme